It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Winnebago Industries is closing its plant that manufactures camper vans in Charles City, affecting 36 workers. The Des Moines Register reports that, according to Iowa's Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification site, the plant will close September 1st. Winnebago officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The plant that will close is 50,000 square feet and is the smaller of two Winnebago facilities in Charles City, where Class B camper vans are manufactured. That manufacturing process will be moved to the Lake Mills plant, according to Tim Fox of the Charles City Area Development Corporation. A 204,000 square foot manufacturing plant constructed in Charles City in the early 2000s will remain open. The mother of a North Iowa man accused of killing Algona police officer Kevin Cram testified at her son's trial on Tuesday. 43-year-old Kyle Rickey of Algona allegedly shot Cram to death on September 13th last year. Rickey is being tried for first-degree murder in Dickinson County after his trial was moved from Kossuth County due to pretrial publicity. Video from Cram's police camera was played in the courtroom Tuesday, showing the shooting just minutes after Cram arrived to arrest Kyle Rickey for a misdemeanor. It was only about 100 seconds before Rickey shot and killed Cram as he tried to serve the warrant.
I have no idea what it's about, just that they have an arrest warrant for you. So,
can I put this away then?
Yeah, I'd rather put it away.
Prosecutors say Rickey left to put away a skid loader he was using to clear a trail. He returned from the garage with a gun, firing 8 shots, hitting Cram 3 times in the head. The prosecution says after firing on Cram, Rickey tried to shoot himself, but there were no bullets left in the gun. Irene Rickey testified she did not believe that the interaction between her son and Cram would escalate.
Was Officer Cram ever rude to your son?
Not at all, and they were both joking back and forth. Everything was fine. That's why I know he snapped, because that's not in his character to do something like this.
Still, Irene Rickey said she knew what her son had done.
Did you tell officers that your son shot Officer Cram?
I'm sure I did.
Is there any doubt in your mind that your son is responsible for shooting Officer Cram?
No, I was there.
Cram, also a member of the Nora Springs Police Department from 2013 to 2015, was just 33. Bus routes serving students in the Charles City School District appear to be set for the upcoming school year. In May, the school board approved changes that would have eliminated 1 morning and 3 afternoon shuttles, trim about $56,000 in operating expenses, and create more efficiency. However, last month, the board decided the plan needed more review. During Monday night school board meeting, Director of Operations Jerry Mitchell said a reworked system will allow many routes to stay the same.
We'll be able to keep our 12 morning and afternoon bus drivers because we have 6 route buses. We have 2 special ed buses. We have Common 3, which is what we're talking about there. And then we have 3 out-of-town bus routes also that go to Mason City, Pinecrest, Lead and Waverly, and River Hills and Waterloo. So that's 12 staff that we have running morning and afternoon.
A priority was transportation for pre-K through 4th grade students at Lincoln and Washington Elementary Schools. 4 drop-off locations will be offered to those students, all at school buildings, at 6th and Cedar, South Johnson, Oliver, and North Johnson and Sprigg Streets. They'll also offer middle and high school students pickup and drop-off at Washington Elementary. Mitchell added that Charles City Transit is also pitching in.
What they have is 55 reserve spots in their taxis, but they are providing service this next year for 67 Charles City Community School District students. And that's above and beyond what she can hold, but she thinks she can make it work. So they're doing everything they can to help.
School Board President David Schroat asked Mitchell whether the Main Street Bridge, if closed long-term, would impact routes in any way.
Bridge problems won't affect us at all. We don't go down Main Street with the buses. We go over Rainy, so they won't affect us.
The board approved the new plan, which will be sent out to parents in the school district later this month. Mitchell says they'll also be able to maintain the cost savings proposed in the spring. The candidate who lost in the June Republican primary for the state Senate District 30 seat is seeking to replace the outgoing incumbent. Monday, current District 30 State Senator Waylon Brown of Osage announced he would resign his post effective today. He had been seeking re-election in the district that includes all of Cerro Gordo, Mitchell, and Worth counties, plus a small northwest section of Floyd County. Tuesday, former Mason City School Board member Doug Campbell, who finished second to Brown in the primary just over a month ago, declared his intention to seek the Republican nomination for State Senate District 30. In a social media post, Campbell stated, "Although Waylon Brown's resignation was unexpected, I am honored and humbled to step up as your Republican nominee for Iowa Senate District 30. I believe I have earned this opportunity through dedication, hard work, and a deep commitment to our community. I'm ready to be a strong candidate and a relentless advocate for our district." Under state law, Republicans in Brown State Senate District may hold a convention and nominate someone to run for the seat. A Northeast Iowa woman has entered not guilty pleas to the half-dozen drug possession charges that led to her arrest in connection with the death of her four-month-old daughter almost 2 years ago. In August 2023, the girl's father, 38-year-old Joshua Christian of Postville, was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. He was convicted in April and sentenced to up to 50 years in prison. 34-year-old Brianna Green of Elgin is also charged in the death of the infant, who was found unresponsive in Elgin on September 2, 2022. According to criminal complaints, Kristen and Green knowingly acted in manners that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed the baby had meth in her system at the time of death. In May, Green was arrested on two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance and four counts of illegal possession of prescription drugs. It was that drug bust that led to her being arrested on a warrant for the death of her daughter. Last week, Green pleaded not guilty to the drug charges, and her trial in that case is scheduled for November 6th in Fayette County District Court. Green has not yet been formally arraigned in connection with her daughter's death, but was released from the Fayette County Jail last month after her $150,000 cash or surety bond was waived. Green noted that her mother has stage 4 cancer and that Green is her only caregiver and source of family income. A Minnesota man accused of attempted murder in Northeast Iowa will argue he acted in self-defense. Postville police arrested 29-year-old Noel Arenas Jr. of Worthington, Minnesota, May 26th, after responding to an active assault in the 100 block of West Green Street. He faces charges of attempted murder, going armed with intent, having an unlawful ID card, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. According to the criminal complaints, an officer was flagged down by several people to find a male victim on the ground severely bleeding. Arenas was allegedly standing nearby on the sidewalk, bleeding from his hands. He then tried to resist officers as they were placing him into custody. Further investigation determined Arenas was intoxicated and that his Minnesota ID card was a fake. A witness also provided video that allegedly shows Arenas chasing the victim with a broken beer bottle, attempting to stab him with it, and taking the man to the ground. The victim also claimed Arenas said he was going to kill him. Arenas is scheduled for trial August 14th in Allamaquie County District Court. Last week, he entered a notice of affirmative defense, indicating he will claim he acted in self-defense, defense of others, and defense of property. He remains held in the Allamaquie County Jail on $250,000 cash-only bond. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.